Hello darkness, my old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. A vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Cry out, full-throated, don't hold back. Raise your voice like a shofar. Tell my people how to truly live. Though they seek me daily, they only pretend to act justly, not doing what is truly holy. And so they fail to hear me within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. Is this the fast I asked for? A day for performing your piety, bending your heads like marsh reeds, sprawling in sackcloth and ashes, in public display of your righteousness that serves only your narcissism? Is this what you call a fast? Performing the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. And no one dared disturb the sound of silence. Instead, this is the fast I ask for. Unlock the shackles of resistance. Loosen the yokes of bondage. Send the crushed soul to freedom. Share your food with the hungry. Bring the wanderers to your homes. Lovingly calm their pounding aches with the sound of silence. Fools, said I, you do not know. Silence, like a cancer, grows. Hear my words, that I might teach you. Take my arms, that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. Then your light will grow like morning, and your healing will sprout quickly. Protection will go before you. God's glory will be your rear guard. When you call out, God will say, I am here, in the still small sound of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said, "The words of the prophets are written on the subway walls and tenement halls, whispered in the sounds of silence. If you remove from your midst oppression, menace, and abuse, if you reach out to the hungry, if you ease the soul of the bruised, then your light will shine in the dark, and your shadows will be like noon. You will be a well-watered garden, a spring of unfailing fresh water. From you will come forth rebuilders to restore your foundations. You will be lifted even over high places and nourished in your soul's heritage. For your mouth of God hath spoken it."